It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
My guest today is Kieran Clark. He's an undefeated professional mixed martial artist, currently 10-0. He's from Dublin, Ireland, and he signed with Bellator. And he's moving up the ranks, and he's been fighting since he's 12 years old. We'll talk about his progression into the mixed martial arts community and being a professional fighter. Joining me from the Republic of Ireland is Kieran Clark. Kieran, welcome to Blessed to Play.
Thanks for having me on, lads. I really appreciate it.
Well, this is an interesting story. 12 years old, it wasn't mixed martial arts, but it was boxing. So you became a striker at a young age. Tell us about your upbringing and what led you into being a boxer so young.
So when I was younger, I was reared by my mother. I was the eldest of four. So my dad wasn't in the picture. I still have a good relationship with my father, but we didn't live with our father, and you know, I was raised by my mother and grandmother. And so basically, you know, to kind of not to bore you with all the details, I kind of had this kind of mental responsibility in my own mind as a young man to be this kind of, you know, father figure or man of the house, which is kind of, when I look back now as a man, it's probably ridiculous. And when I look back, it was kind of more, should have been helping around the house with chores and stuff. That would have been helping me moderate more, but I kind of found, I kind of had this kind of protector kind of duty in my mind. I felt, you know, as a young man, so that kind of like led me into kind of always had an interest in martial arts and combat, I suppose, been able to you know, things that could maybe never happen, but I always wanted to be ready for those things. And like I said, being the eldest of four, along my siblings, I just felt I had this duty, and I felt that kind of was expected of anybody that, you know, as I felt, was to be a man. But as I said, as I got older now, I realised what a man is, and of course that's one of them, but it's definitely not a priority. So yeah, that kind of led me into trying, you know, that led me into boxing, as every kind of young man kind of at least tries when they're younger in Ireland. Enjoyed that. Didn't stick out for long enough. I played other sports, football and Gaelic football back here. Really enjoyed it. I loved how tough it was. And then that led me to start mixed martial arts at 15. I was still in high school, I suppose, secondary school, we'd call it. And I just fell in love with how tough the training was, how demanding. I actually had an interest in art growing up, and I really like that you called me an artist there, because maybe that was kind of stemmed from the creativity side of me, and I was able to express myself through it. And that's 14-15 years ago now, and I'm just it led me into becoming a professional in the end, which I had no intentions of being, which I'm very grateful for and blessed, to be honest.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. We're chatting today with Kieran Clark. He's a professional mixed martial artist, signed with Bellator. He's undefeated right now. He's recovering from surgery, 10-0. And was there any fighter or MMA fighter in Ireland? I think you and Conor McGregor are not that far apart in age, but was there a fighter that you looked up to from Ireland that inspired you to continue your career?
It was actually my first coach at the time who actually fought Conor McGregor back in 2010 or 11. And he was a man of named Conor Dillon. He was similar age to Conor, not much older than myself. And he was a young professional at the time. He was my first coach. I was with him for 4 years. And believe it or not, actually, I moved on then to Straight Flash Gym Ireland, which would be Conor's gym, actually. And my coach, John Kavanagh, would be also Conor's as well, famously known as. But yeah, I suppose it would have been my first coach, Conor Dillon. He was a man of great work ethic, and that was somebody I looked up to maybe as an older brother. Like I said, I was the eldest, and he was that kind of figure in my life. And yeah, I would say it was definitely him.
Now, I want to take you into when your amateur career, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, but I looked over your amateur career, and your first fight was a loss by a slam. Is that correct?
That's right.
Now, I'm thinking a slam is such a rare stoppage, right? And it's either you're knocked out or you sustain an injury. But after that amateur fight, what were your thoughts about progressing in your MMA career?
Funny enough, you say that it lasted 26 seconds. I trained very hard for it. I was in my hometown. I'm actually originally from Drogheda. It's the biggest town in Ireland, in the smallest county. I traveled to Dublin, which is the capital, back and forth every day to train. So that was actually in my hometown, would you believe, in front of all my friends and family, 16 years of age. And I was knocked out with a slam in 26 seconds. And my first thought, as soon as I came back to my senses, was I can't wait to do this again. And I just was absolutely in love with the feeling, the just something that I never felt before, in the sense that I was in total control of, you know, there and now, in the sense of I always played team sports, relied on a lot of other teammates and stuff, and I was in full control of the training and just really enjoyed the experience. How challenging it was, the nerves I got. I just relished the, again, like I said, it was an intriguing part for me, how tough it was. And I just fell in love, I suppose, then. And that was kind of, I suppose, history then.
Well, that's interesting, because a lot of fighters after that might be get discouraged. And I know your faith is very strong. Did your faith help you to persevere? You had a number of amateur fights. You started to improve. Was faith part of that process in getting Kieran to believe in himself?
Absolutely. And as I'm older now, and I'm starting to learn more about my faith, or I suppose about Jesus and what he calls us to do. And it's what he always asks us. He asks us to surrender to his will. And that's a big part of why I believe my success as well. I talked about being in control of the result there, but ultimately I kind of am in control of the now, which is my training and my recovery. But the results, all I can really do is, focus on each moment, each sequence in the fight, and I hand it all over. I surrender all that. I surrender the results. I surrender, and it's granted, it's very, very hard. And it's, of course, a challenge. But like that, as he said, he always calls us to, surrender to his will. And which, of course, is the hardest challenge, being a Catholic. But it's funny, because it actually correlates in sport, especially mixed martial arts, being on your own. Just surrendering over the result or the outcome, and focusing what you can, and which is giving it my all. And you reap what you sow. And that's my mindset when it comes to it all.
I'll tell you what, I'm a big MMA fan. I was a baseball player. I can't do mixed martial arts, but I'm a big MMA fan. And part of it is the discipline and what you have to go through to prepare for a fight. When people see you fighting in the ring, that's just the end result. I want you to give us a snapshot of what your training is daily, from nutrition to how many hours you train on a daily basis working up to that fight and getting into the octagon.
Yeah, so it's I'm full time, and I'm blessed to be able to live that life, because a lot of fighters don't make enough money to. I was able to work part time coming through my amateur days, but when I signed my Bellator, I was very lucky to be able to go full time, and that entails of 2 to 3 sessions a day, traveling 2+ hours, 3+ hours a day at times, many different gyms every day. You're probably talking accumulating maybe 3 to 5 hours a day training. It could come up to that between coaching as well. So it's a full-time job, and it's, you don't switch off. You have to take your recovery, your nutrition. You mentioned there when I'm making a weight, which is very unique to other sports, to make a weight. You have to constantly watch that and count your calories and be very strict. And I suppose 6 days a week, twice a day, generally, 10+ sessions a week. That's how it kind of looks, really,
Your sport is, you really can align yourself with the will of God, in the sense that there's this Catholic saying that goes, offer it up to God, right? And you go through a lot of pain. You go through a lot of pain in your discipline when you're training. You go through a lot of pain in a fight, right? And it's that resilience to keep the ability to deal with suffering, but also to productively spiritualize your suffering to Christ. Do you look at it in that perspective or way?
Absolutely. You know, it's actually it's something that I'm kind of I missed in my life the last year. That, you know, I actually my faith grew through the sport because of the suffering. Mm-hmm. And you know, how much you do suffer and how much you put your body through, and it's an opportunity to unite yourself with Christ on the cross. And it's very hard. It's daunting. It's scary to put yourself in that position, but it's actually kind of a privilege that I'm able to do that, and I don't waste it. And it's kind of, I think it was Fulton Sheen that said, man's not happy until he's at war with himself. And, mm-hmm. and it's true. And for, you know, it is really true. And ultimately, that's when you have a purpose in life, and when you have at least a goal like that. And we all have the one goal of getting to paradise, please God. But I think, yeah, the short term of that, I really missed this past year because I'm injured. And it's absolutely something that it will be hard to let go of when I do finish the sport. But hopefully then I can channel my energy into having a family and stuff, and the challenges that brings, you know.
Yes. Well, I want to talk more about the adversity in your life. You're recovering from an injury. I want to get into the depths of that and talk more about your MMA career. We're talking with Kieran Clark. He's undefeated as a mixed martial artist fighter, 10-0, folks. He's from Dublin, Ireland, and he'll be with us right after this when Blessed to Play returns. Don't go away.
To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Kieran Clark. He's an undefeated professional mixed martial artist, currently signed with Bellator. He's from Dublin, Ireland. How about that? He's doing quite well in his pro career. And Kieran, I want to talk about the PFL World Tournament. This was a tournament that had some of the best fighters in the world. It was scheduled to be in Orlando in the Bantamweight. You were invited to compete. And unfortunately, you sustained a sprained MCL, which you're recovering from now. Had to be totally disappointed. I mean, this was a big tournament for you, a pretty good payday, and everything was going your way until this adversity hit. Talk about the disappointment, how you are handling it, and your hopes to get back in the octagon pretty soon.
Yeah, I'll be honest, on the grand scheme of things, when you look at what people do go through in life, it's a speck of dust. But for me in my life, at that time, it was very, very hard, and it's still something that I'm kind of getting over the hill with. It was devastating. At the time, it was, you know, I think it didn't really sink in. It only really sunk in maybe a couple of weeks after, and I realized, you know, how, you know, at a disadvantage I was even physically. You know, I couldn't even, you know, the simple things in life, I couldn't train that I love. I couldn't walk. I couldn't mm-hmm. walk my dogs. I couldn't drive. You know, the surgery, recovering from the surgery, it was something I definitely underestimated. But come back to what we were talking about, it was an opportunity to, turn to God and to, you know, suffer with Him. And it was definitely something that really tested me. Still something that I battle with a lot, you know, trying to be God and, you know, in ways as we do, and wondering why, and mm-hmm. even to even make it worse, the tournament's actually not going ahead yet next year for the first time, and I was actually got word that I was supposed to be involved, and now it's not happening, and so devastating news as far as career-wise, but been honest, there's many other blessings in my life and silver linings that God get put me away, and it obviously wasn't meant to be, and I just have to accept that and know that it's, you know, I obviously know it's not for me, and it's what's best for me. And I know one thing's for sure, Jesus never steered me in the wrong direction of my life, and it's just putting the trust in, and we have to kind of let go of what we want and put faith in what he has in store for us. And it was definitely a test for me. And like I said, I'm still battling through that. But again, like I said, it's just accepting it and trying to move on, you know?
Yeah, that's well said. And it shows your resignation to God. So it's not easy by any stretch of the imagination, especially as an athlete, because you want to perform at your best. But I'm thinking you going through all these challenges, adversity, there's something more hungry in your spirit to want to get back in the octagon. A different Kieran Clark, if you will, going through his adversity, being put on the sideline for a lengthy period of time. Is there something in your spirit that is just urging to get back there and be even stronger than before you had the injury?
Absolutely. But also, you know, it came with a lot of, I wouldn't say comfort, but because of what happened to me, it was so hard that it was like, I suppose the best analogy I can put it is I started to go into the hobbit hole, and you know, as you know, the story of the Lord of the Rings with great Catholic underlying teachings there, you have to come out of your hobbit hole to, you know, slay the dragon and come out of your comfort zone. It doesn't happen in the hall and in the shower, and you know, that's kind of protecting yourself. And as we know, and especially in today's world, you know, you try to look for that comfort, and because we live in that type of world now. But like I said, I want to get out there again. I want to get the adventure back in my life, whether it be a loss or, you know, it's just I feel I need it. Also, again, talking about how I miss that side of it, the suffering side of it. And I know it sounds strange, but and it might be foreign to someone to think that, you know, someone with faith goes in and does what they do. But I don't see it as the way other people see it as. It's a sport at the end of the day. I'm not in there to hurt anyone, although the objective would be in people's eyes. But to me, it's I'm expressing myself. You can win in so many ways, and in mixed martial arts, your way. I suppose in any other sport, it's kicking the ball in the net, or it's, you know, golf, it's swinging the golf club and putting it in the hole. But mixed martial arts, there's many ways you can win. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, for me, that's the side of it that I love. I can be myself in a world where that's kind of scarce these days. So, yeah, looking forward again out of my hobbit hole. Bit of adventure, you know.
Well said, very well said. We're chatting today with Kieran Clark. He's an undefeated professional MMA fighter. He's recovering from surgery. He's looking forward, as you heard from him, to get back into the octagon. I want to talk about Ireland. You have so many Catholic reminders around you. This had to rub off on you, being in such a beautiful country and seeing the churches, the Catholic elements all around you. That has to be inspiring to your soul.
Absolutely. It is now, as I get older, as a man, and seeing the tradition and actually very, Ireland doesn't realise how lucky we are that we grew up with that. You know, generations has passed down the faith, and that's how it came through me. We're very lucky, but we've kind of gone away from it, unfortunately. You know, but I was very lucky now to, I suppose, see the beauty that it is in this country, and how it was built, even how we got our independence, was through the Catholic faith. I mean, the people that died for this country, you know, had great faith, and actually, you know, if you look at all the great Irish leaders that fought for our independence, had actually written poems about Jesus and you know, received the Eucharist before they just died, when they're to be executed, and just such great history in the, you know, martyrs of St. Oliver Plunkett, actually, whose actual head is in the main church in here in Drogheda, and such massive history, like I said, we're so immune to it in a sense because we grew up with it and mm-hmm. we don't appreciate it that much. But as we get, as I am older man now, I appreciate it so much and massive history here. So yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's something that I'm very proud of as well. And I'd advise anyone to look into that and even come visit.
Well, it definitely inspired you and it has formed your spirituality. And I'm thinking, we haven't had much conversation until this interview, but I'm thinking before you get into the octagon, you don't pray for a victory, but what do you pray for?
Absolutely. People kind of mistake that for, I think people, you know, I pray for that me and my opponent are safe and that I just, that I give it my all. And when the biggest thing is when I'm in trouble or in doubt, that I think of Jesus and I ask him for help, and I know he never lets me down and never did, so that's what I ask for. And like I said, I surrender the result to him. Of course, I'm going to fight to the end, and that's in line with doing my best and giving it my all. And that's another part of me as well, because I think sport is where it's on the day, and it's you're not in control of, you know, you might be sick, you might not be feeling it that day, and you might get bad sleep, and I'm actually blessed that I'm able to turn to God and accept them things, because ultimately they don't control the result, and so thank God, like I said, with the grace of God, I have that mindset. But I don't pray for victory because I actually pray that, it only brings me closer. Whether it be a loss, that I don't, you know, that I know that it's ultimately not everything in my life. It is only a sport, although it is very hard. And again, I wish I could preach what I'm saying here. But again, like Dad said, it's just an opportunity to grow closer to God, whether it be a loss or in awe of what he's done for me through victory. So,
Do you identify with a saint in your pursuits, athletic pursuits?
I don't, but I'll let you in on a little kind of secret here. I suppose I've been identified with St. Anthony a lot recently. I've been kind of saying, asking for a special intention. Mm-hmm. Would you believe he actually has answered my call, like that, as I said, through the intercession of him, Jesus always, he always listens to his faithful servants, and I've just been asking him to for the grace of what I've been asking for, and the call has been answered, and it's just another one of the miracles in my life, and that I'm very grateful for. So I suppose not in my career. I don't really ask for things in my career because I try and hand that over. But special grace has been granted to me through, like I said, St. Anthony and, of course, Jesus.
In our final moments here, I have to ask you, I look over your professional career 10-0, and there's been a number of submissions. And I know analysts like to peg a fighter. Are they a striker? Are they a submission artist? But are you starting to fall into that kind of, label? Are you a submission artist? What type of fighter do you see yourself as?
I would say I'm a mixed martial artist, because to be good at anything in mixed martial arts, whether you call yourself a striker or a grappler or whether what your record says, you have to be confident enough in all areas. And that's just the way the sport is. It's not 1994 anymore when the first UFC happened, or early 2000s. You know, you had your classic striker versus grappler. Now you have to be competent in all areas to even get to any area. If you're a striker, you need to know enough grappling to stop the takedown. And if you are a grappler, you need to know enough striking to get close the distance to get the takedown. So I would say I'm a mixed martial artist and still evolving and still learning and still enjoying it, thank God.
Well, every fighter likes to finish their opponent. So do you have a favorite finish? Would it be a sub or would it be a knockout?
I would say it would be a submission, because a lot of times striking is a gamble, in the sense that I feel sometimes God-given attributes might come into play and the best guy might not always win. Whereas I feel with the grappling, it's kind of like, you know, the guy is forced to tap and quit. And that's kind of you know, it is a, it's a, I suppose, an it's a, because I can get knocked out and it's not intentional, it's not a choice. Whereas when I get caught in a submission and I'm forced to give up, that's a choice. So for me, that is more satisfying and more fulfilling for me. But don't get me wrong, it would be great that, but I see the beauty in that, in the sense of the will against will, and again, not to hurt anyone, but the challenge of that, because I feel everything else is subjective, how you measure things like fitness and stuff. You know, it's you know, it's all subjective in the sense, because you could take Michael Phelps and put him in my sport and he'd gas, but you could put me in the swimming pool and I wouldn't last a length. So how do we measure things at that? But one thing's for sure, we can measure, and it's a battle, and that's how I see it. And there is only one clear winner, and yeah, that's what intrigues me, and that's what has you know, I suppose, has a hold of me.
Well, one strong submission that Kieran Clark is good at is submitting to God's will, and he has showed that through our discussion today. Overcoming adversity and continuing to pursue his mixed martial arts career as a professional fighter. Kieran, thanks so much for the time. I know it's you're joining us over the pond, as they say, in Ireland. And we ask St. Anthony to pray for you and your healing, and to get back into the octagon stronger than ever. I'll be keeping up with your career. And thank you for taking a few moments to join us right here on Blessed to Play.
Thank you very much, and God bless, and I appreciate having me on.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number two, play.com. You can like us on Facebook. Hit us up on the platform X at Blessed to Play. For Kieran Clark, I'm Ron Meyer. Thanks so much for joining us right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number two, play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number two, play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.